Thank you, ladies. An Olympic swimmer strains every muscle to push himself over the finish line just a fraction of an inch in front of his competitor. An artist painstakingly changes the shading of a tiny detail in the corner of a painting. A computer technician works far into the night, puzzling out the final solution to a complex mathematical problem. As different as their goals may seem, the same underlying force is motivating all of these individuals into action. Each of them has a conviction that there is a good and a correct way to perform the task he is working on. It is this urge for perfection that pushes them to do their best in every single endeavor. Whether we are aware of it or not, this same urge for perfection dwells within each of us, and it is manifested in our life as the desire to excel in whatever it is we do. We are a threefold being. We are spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit is God, the indwelling truth of his being, out of which flow all of life, all of love, all of wisdom, and all of strength. It is spirit at the center of man that creates, supports, and maintains us in all of our worldly activities. Our souls are made up of our thinking and our feeling natures, that is, our conscious and subconscious minds. Our bodies are the outpicturing of spirit through the channel of our soul. And the soul is pivotal. It can turn within to consider spirit, or it can turn without to consider the physical world. We shape our lives through the activity of our soul, what we think and what we feel about ourselves and about our world determines the actuality, what actually transpires in our life. The soul or the mind has access to everything in the storehouse of spirit. And when man's soul is in tune, we respond to guidance from within concerning every aspect of his life. These impulses manifest in man's mind as desires for something. In the case of the swimmer, the painter, the computer technician, the desire to excel at their particular tasks. In today's society, we have been led to consider desire to be a negative thing, an impulse that must be controlled at any and all cost. In every case, however, desire starts out as an inner prodding to do something, a suggestion from spirit that the soul move in a particular direction. Remember that the soul is pivotal, and it is capable of misinterpreting what spirit is trying to communicate. Soul may interpret spirit's suggestion as the urge to acquire a specific object, or to gain a certain position in employment, or in our personal life. Soul makes this mistake when it looks to the outside for guidance and accepts the judgments of the world about what is good. Of necessity, as infants, we are controlled in every authoritarian matter. We must learn to look to the outside for our warmth and our nourishment because we cannot care for ourselves, and we get food, love, and protection from our parents. Our parents tell us what we can and what we cannot do. It is from them that we learn the meaning of right and the meaning of wrong. We learn that we are to be expected to behave in a certain way and not to break any of the rules that have been set down for us. And in most cases, we learn to share our toys with our brothers and our sisters. We learn not to physically abuse those who are weaker than we are. And we learn to conduct ourselves with the proper decorum in all situations. In time, we internalize these teachings and these beliefs into a section of our mind, and our conscience becomes into being. And from that time on, we tend to follow the instructions of our conscience, which seem to spend a great deal of time telling us what we should not do. Conscience is the curbing power and does not move us to any creative endeavor. The urge to create cannot be pounded into us by any authority figure, and it doesn't need to be. It already dwells in each one of us, in every single individual. It is the very nature of our being. For God, as Spirit, is the urge to create, and not only to create, but to create perfectly. If we stop to think about it, we can feel this urge to be perfect. It seems to be inherent to us to want to do things in the right way, insofar as we can understand what the right way is. Parents try to rear their children in the best way they know how. An architect will design what he feels to be a perfect building, and he may be feeling dismay if he finds that the physical limitations prevent its completion according to his plan. There is an urge to perfection in our communication with others. We want them to know how we really feel about things and to have them accept us as we think we truly are. Every time we watch a bird fly, making graceful loops and glides in the air, we feel the thrill of perfection in action. Every time we sow a seed, trusting that it will germinate and grow forth as a sturdy green plant, we celebrate our own desire to express the ultimate good that is a seed within our own being. All of God's great creation was meant to be perfect, and as an integral living part of that creation, we feel and we recognize the glimpse of reality that we catch as we watch a colorful sunset spread across the horizon or the waves of the ocean roll in. We feel it within ourselves as the desire to look our best and to keep our physical body as near perfection as possible. We feel it as pain when we speak hastily and it hurts someone else, knowing that we have fallen short of the mark. We even feel it in the competitiveness of business. Although this is a misinterpretation of the ego, which does not always understand that true success cannot be gained in the physical world, we have learned to look outside ourselves for an authority and a guide to the right way to live. It is time for us to realize that the perfection of our own being can only be manifested as we recognize it dwelling within us. We are not yet perfect, but the Olympic swimmer keeps setting new records. The artist keeps producing new and different forms of art. The computer technician keeps making advances that help us live better in the physical world. We need to reconsider the motivation behind all of these accomplishments and to redirect our attention to the pattern of perfection that exists within each and every one of us right now. The more we allow ourselves to look for guidance within ourselves rather than out into the world, the more we will turn to Spirit at the center of our being and follow the impulse that originates there, the more we will allow our own perfection to come forth. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? I'd like you to take a moment now to get comfortable in your seat. Rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position, either at your side or in your lap. So we do this as to not call attention to our bodies as we sit in the silence. So just relax for a moment. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. And as we release that slow breath, we're letting go. Letting go of any anger, any resentment, any anxiety. Letting go of worry and jealousy. We're letting go of all of the things that await us as we step outside into the streets and experience our human condition again. Let go. Let go and be still. Be still and know that I am God. And go deep within to the center of your being, where a Father waits, his arms open and welcoming. Love and peace prevail. I am created in the likeness and image of my Father, my source and my creator. Therefore, I am all that my Father is. In truth, I am perfection. I am whole. I am complete. I am spirit, beautiful, radiant, and pure. I am the light of the world. Let me never forget that I am all that my elder brother, Jesus, is. There is no difference between us except my level of awareness and understanding of the truth of all being. Let me put behind me that which is past and accept now that perfection is what I am. Let me know my true nature and the true nature of all of life. Life is perfect. The lowly seed blooms into a beautiful flower. The stars, the sun, and the moon, along with the planets, hang in perfection in the sky. The oceans ebb and flow with constancy. All of nature unfolds perfectly from season to season. In my worldly ways, I am not yet perfect, and I have much work to do. Father, I pray, help me to return to my perfect state. Help me to overcome the world. Lift my consciousness so that I am completely free of any shadow of negative thoughts and deeds. Show me the way to attain my divine perfection through spiritual aspiration. Never let me stop erasing false thoughts and beliefs. Help me to always affirm truth as the law of all being. Let me remember that Jesus said, "Ye therefore shall be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Most gracious and loving Father, I know that you have heard me, and you have already placed my feet on the path. Let your perfect will be done in me. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you his infinite, eternal, unconditional love and his perfection in all ways. Amen.